Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Ooh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
Who's this guy? Mr. Balloons. Mr. Balloon Hands. No way. No way. Get real. Like those things.
All right. Well, welcome to this week's episode of Land Grant University presents Beers with the Brewers. I'm Adam, one of the owners here at Land Grant. Joining me this week, we have Dan Schaefer.
Carry on. Hey, guys.
We have Massey Lawson.
Hello, hello.
Mark Richards.
What's up?
Walt Keyes.
Hello.
And Julie Keyes, as always, producing. So we are very...
Don't forget Mr. Balloon Hands.
And Mr. Balloon Hands watching on, everyone's favorite Berliner Weiss returns this week. Very excited to have that back. It was a staple last summer. The giant cutout that was behind the stage for our third anniversary party is now staring at us with his Get Real speech bubble here in the Kickstarter room at the tap room. So this week we'll be talking about our Berliner Weiss, Mr. Balloon Hand. It is a lemony, bready, tart, and refreshing beer. Suggested food pairings. I thought this was a good one from Dan. Breakfast burrito and butternut squash and turkey as our chili option. So a lot of fun things coming up at the tap room. Thanks to everyone that came out this past weekend to the sustainability fair. That was a lot of fun. Coming up this Sunday is the fourth installment of the Hickory and Oak Supper Club that we do with Ray Ray's Hog Pit. There's only a handful of tickets left, so go to landgrantbrewing.com to go ahead and get yourself some tickets to that. It's a delicious six-course dinner paired with different Land Grant beers. Next week, we have a fun packed Saturday. It is the Urban Sombrero presents El Derby de Kentucky. Coincidentally, Cinco de Mayo and the Kentucky Derby fall on the same day, so what a perfect day to put on your best Urban Sombrero, come down to the tap room. We're going to have drink specials. We'll be having mint juleps and a contest for the best headwear. So we also, on May 10th at the Walrus, Thursday Night Music Series presented by Land Grant, we're going to have everyone's favorite summer anthem band, Doc Robinson. They're going to be playing, and we'll be there drinking some beer. So excited for that. Head over to the Walrus on May 10th. And then we've been talking about it for a few weeks. Come down to Land Grant on May 19th and check out the Royal Pool Party. Some of us are a little more excited for the beer. Some of us are a little more excited for the Royal Wedding. I know there's a couple that are excited for the FA Cup. But most of all, Walt bought this awesome unicorn. No?
Sprink. Well, it's... We got an email that may or may not arrive in time.
Oh, no.
We'll see. There will be, if the magical unicorn sprinkler is not in here in time, there will be an attraction of equal or lesser value than that.
So Mark's going to be standing out there with a hose and a unicorn mask on. So it all evens out.
So like normal then.
Yeah. We're going to have lots of fun activities. There's going to be a dunk tank. We're going to have DJ Adam Scopa, Old Middle Modern, The Rock Kells, High Definitions, Mung Bean, and Parker Lewis playing out. And cross your fingers, the beer garden will be ready by then, but you know, we'll see. So we did have a fun announcement since the last show. We did get approval from the East Franklinton Review Board to build out the beer garden. So coming soon to Land Grant Brewing, 424 West Town Street, we'll have about a 7,500 square foot beer garden right next to the parking lot. So very excited about that. With that, we'll kind of go into Mr. Balloonhand and the history on Berliner Weisses.
All right, so the BJCP lists this as 2.8 to 3.8% ABV, 3 to 8 IBUs. Aroma, lemon, sometimes you get a low berry thing, sourdough. Flavor, a little bit more of the same, lemon citrus. Sometimes you get an apple sort of note in there. You get doughy breadness, but breadiness. Breadness is not a thing, but low to no hop character, and you might get a slight little bit of barnyardy funk in versions that have bread. Balance, again, just that malt and acidity playing off of each other. Dry, typically highly carbonated, and very refreshing. See this in the summer, but any more Berliners and kettle sours in general found year round. So food pairings, this goes quite nice with fat and salt. French fries are nice. Lightly salted meat, charcuterie is cool. Cheesecake, as mentioned, for breakfast. Pour yourself a pint. Do yourself that favor.
Mm-hmm.
Commercially, hard to find even in Berlin much these days, but I do see Kindleweiss every now and again. And the brewery in the States does Hottentrauth, which is very nice. So, Napoleon's troops referred to this as the Champagne of the North. It was a regional specialty in Berlin. It originated sometime in the 18th or 19th century. It was usually not hopped in the boil. The hops in the mash and decoction. And sometimes these were not boiled or had a very short boil. They were open-top fermentation. They had champagne-like carbonation that they achieve through krausening, which is you take a freshly brewed batch of beer and you add it back to the finished one and use that, those residual sugars, to carbonate the beer, which is cool, but not seen very often these days. And a lot of times these had a Brett character, either through the open-top fermentation or because Brett was purposely pitched. Today, mostly you see kettle-soured versions of this, not traditional. Jackie O's does more of a traditional Berliner, though theirs is Solared, which is not exactly traditional, but still very cool. So in Berlin, you often see these served with a flavored syrup to cut through the acidity. Traditional syrups that they serve there are raspberry, woodruff, and caraway. I've never had woodruff. I have no idea what it tastes like. But so other versions, Bell's Oarsman. Rivertown does a Berliner Weiss, Thirsty Dog does one as well, and Jackie O's. So,
this is one of the my favorite beers that we make. Kudos to you, Dan, that you do such a great job on this beer. It is delicious. I love the acidity. I love the carbonation. I love how dry it is and tart and just so refreshing. It's really beautiful in the glass, nice pale straw color. This is definitely a beer that you could sip on all day without, we should probably put a disclaimer in there. Do not drink and drive. And
always enjoy it responsibly.
Enjoy responsibly, but you could enjoy quite a few of these responsibly.
Yeah, I think last year we described it almost as an alcoholic lemonade mm-hmm. to folks that weren't familiar, that you get that tartness, and it's just so refreshing on a warm summer day, which is starting to happen here. I think we've been mentioning this as we've been getting out a lot of seasonal depression here at Land Grant, and finally, even though Mark doesn't like when we talk about the weather, it's all we have right now, Mark.
It just really wouldn't be that bad if it wasn't for the wind, you know?
I hear it's not the cold, it's the wind, and yeah, if we didn't have the weather to talk about, what the hell would we talk about in Columbus, Ohio?
That's no what clue. You heard?
That's what I heard, yeah. It's not the cold, it's the wind.
Well, one fun thing about our syrups it's that we put into our Berliner Weiss is we make our own syrups here, which I think is very cool. So we'll have some awesome flavors this year, but I'll take it with the syrup, I'll take it without. I think this is one beer that, like Dan said, has so many great fruit flavors, you know, lemon and a little bit of apple, that it's delicious on its own, but just enhanced by the syrups if you choose one.
Yeah, and our brewer, Patrick, he actually made the syrups last year from scratch in the back. And this year, one of our bartenders, Nick, I think he has some opinions actually on this beer.
I enjoy the beer very much.
Not only does he enjoy the beer very much, but he was whipping up some syrups here earlier.
Yeah, and if you check out landgrantbrewing.com and then go to the Mr. Balloon Hands page, we will be posting the recipes to all the syrups that we'll have here in the tap room this year. So we mentioned it last week, and we're very excited about this as well, that this beer will be available in six-pack cans starting this week at the tap room. So you can make your own syrups at home and try out how that similar flavor is. It won't show up at your local store, so if you are trying to get some, you need to come down to the tap room. There's only going to be about 60 cases of this, so I imagine it's not going to last long.
And as far as this beer leaving the tap room, you may find this on tap at a very, very special event during Columbus Craft Beer Week, which is coming up. I can't let the cat out of the bag just yet, but for the most part, you'll want to come down here to the tap room to drink this beer.
Pro tip.
Yeah, one thing I've never seen before is a bartender sous-viding something behind the bar. So I saw Nick back there sous-viding some apples to make some syrup. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think there's going to be an apple and then raspberry to start out. So raspberry was the favorite last summer. I think, Dan, you were saying that that's going to be around for most of the time it's out.
That is the plan.
And I think last year we had it most of the summer. I don't see it lasting that much longer this year, but I know there's plans to keep on brewing similar styles throughout the summer, throughout the year.
I was just given a note that it's an apple roseberry.
Oh. Rosemary.
Rosemary.
But a roseberry. That's pretty nice.
I did have my headphones
elusive
on.
Roseberry.
That, you know, they're only native to Franklinton, the roseberry.
Every roseberry has its thorn there, Massey.
It does.
Poison lyrics, doesn't he? Mm-hmm.
Would you pair this Berliner Weiss with some poison?
No.
No one ever would.
Stats-wise, comes in at 4% ABV, so you can have a few. 9 IBUs. Even though we do boil this off, typically sour and bitterness don't play too nice together, so we try to keep those IBUs down. Tetanang hops and Swain pills and white wheat malt. And we did use our Kolsch strain on this, which is fairly traditional. But appearance-wise, as Massey said, you have sort of a pale straw color, a little haze. Has a quickly dissipating head, because typically acidity will kill bubbles. So you do get a nice head on it, but it doesn't last too long. So the aroma, lemonade, some bread dough. I get a very slight sort of earthiness that maybe hops on this. Flavor-wise, a little bit more of the same. Again, that sort of weedy lemonade thing. A little bit of berry from the Kolsch, I wrote down shredded wheat plus country time lemonade.
Totally.
Totally going to get some brand checks from that. mouthfeel, medium thin. I do think it's got a little bit more of a rounded mouthfeel than the last year, even though this finished way down there. It's like 1.3 or something. And very dry. And as mentioned before, is lemony, bready, tart, and refreshing. So where would we say this falls on the crushability scale?
I'm going to go ahead and give this a solid 6. And if it was a very nice afternoon, dare I say 10?
10?
10. Spending the whole day outside.
If you're outside
waking
all
up,
day.
Waking up,
mowing
the lawn.
Mowing the lawn.
And then getting a nice suntan after. I wouldn't know anything about suntanning.
Fixing the tractor.
I would definitely be out there fixing the tractor in the afternoon, enjoying this before and after the tractor is serviced.
Digging some post holes in the side parking lot. This would be a good activity.
Absolutely. We've already crushed 6, and the podcast's not over.
So,
hunting for morels.
So
this time of year.
This is a 4% alcohol beer. So definitely taking in. And as Massey said earlier, when we do talk about the crushability scale, that is in moderation, in being responsible. So make sure if you are not at home in a comfortable spot to take an Uber, take a Lyft, get a designated driver, and be responsible. Be safe out there, folks, when you are enjoying Land-Grant beer or any adult beverage.
Don't drink and drive.
Yeah, I'd give it a 6, too.
Yeah, I'm usually have some reservations about the 6, but this is a 6.
Yeah.
We should all party. We're all up there with 6.
I think there's this is a 6 as well. I think it's almost a unanimous. We had talked about potentially canning this, and once we decided on that, very, very excited to be able to enjoy this.
Yeah, you don't have to share the 6-pack with anybody. You come down here, buy your 6-pack for yourself, and you enjoy it. You deserve it.
Yeah, because there's not many of those 6-packs, so you don't want to share it.
Be selfish about this out there, folks. Be selfish out there.
Not going to find too many more proponents of session beers than brewers. And we also love sour beer, but it's not often that you get a crushable sour beer. So we're always very excited when Balloon Hand season comes around every year.
The one thing I love about it, too, is that it is so dry. Lots of flavor, awesome carbonation, but it is very dry. So it's you don't have that lingering sweetness in your mouth that makes you not want to drink more than one. So it's great.
Yeah. Speaking of which Ray Ray offerings would we say that this goes nicely with?
That's a tough one for me. You know, honestly, I love when they have their wings. So I'm gonna say I'd crush some wings with this.
French fries.
Yeah, French fries. And also that 420 Frito pie they did last week.
Oh, that was awesome.
It was pretty tight, and it would go pretty good with that. But
yeah,
Mark missed it.
Mark was eating bangers and mash.
True.
But you did have baked beans for breakfast, which was the highlight of your trip to England, is what you told me.
That was really the only highlight other than taking Kate to the hospital for the baby to be delivered.
Do they sell?
Oh, that was you.
I was afraid to drive on the left-hand side of the road, so we did take the underground, and we minded the gap.
So
good.
So I know, Mark, you did get to try a beer that was brewed before World War II. Is that accurate?
Don't recommend that normally, but I think it was kind of a rite of passage, and I was invited to a very exclusive party with esteemed beer writer, Roger Protz.
Name drop.
I had one of his books that I'd borrowed from the library when I was learning to homebrew in the 90s.
It sounds very exclusive.
It was pretty cool, and not many people can say they have drank a cellared pre-World War II beer, and I think that's a good thing.
I think a lot of people were alive before World War II that had beer. So
A lot of people listening might not have been alive before 1990.
That's what I'm saying.
True.
Thanks to the Steam Machine Brewery for having me out. It was a ball.
So on tap, there is another variant of this on Dan, you want to give a little insight into that?
We decided to make use of our pilot system for this beer and used Good Belly probiotics and basically used the pilot kettle as a starter. Unfortunately, when we pumped over, realized we had 24 barrels and the fermenter that we were going into probably would overflow about 22. So what we ended up doing was took 20 barrels into the big fermenter and pumped three and a bit into one of the pilot fermenters and used some of our Quebec yeast from the Soul, if you want to go back and listen to that one, Crazy Yeast, and put a whole bunch of dry hops in it, some El Dorado and some Amarillo, and it's really tasty. Current brewer favorite.
Yeah, so that's on tap. That was tap today on Wednesday. Super hoppy, sour.
Hoppy fun time.
There you go.
Sour, happy.
I do think any combination of those four words, though, will probably get you the beer you want.
I'm going to have to try that out. Sounds great.
So we do get a lot of questions where the name came from, and we played a little clip earlier during the intro, and this is it's an outtake from a pretty old YouTube internet video.
Early days of YouTube.
Early days of YouTube, where there's a couple stories behind it. The original one that was told is that DJ Dan Deacon had dropped some acid, locked himself in a closet, and these were the stream of running thoughts. The updated one, I think I heard that last year, was that he was watching TV and flipping through the channels and just describing what he saw, which kind of makes sense when going through. But the video is called Drinking Out of Cups. It is
not safe for work.
It is not safe for work. There is some profanity. Mr. Balloon Hands shows up midway through. They took that stream of consciousness and animated it. Very early computer animation with a talking lizard, and then the background keeps changing and depending on what he's describing. So various characters, Mr. Walkway, Mr. Balloon Hands, Captain Knots,
Tommy Noble.
Yeah. Do want to remind everyone also, coming up on Mother's Day, May 13th, our second installment of Land-Grant University Hops 101. So come on down. We're going to have four different varieties of beers brewed.
So we've be transferring those, or actually it'll be dry hopping those fairly shortly. We've got a noble hopped German version, American hopped with Simcoe and Citra, a sort of New World New Zealand with what we do, Nelson and Ella, I think. We'll go with that. And also some experimental hops that have come up fairly recently that we have not used before, Pecco and something else.
Something else sounds pretty enticing, so get mom down here for that.
It's an experimental German variety, so whatever that is in German. They are all smelling amazing, and excited to try that.
So check out landgrantbrewing.com/LGU to get your tickets for that. It includes
Callista. Callista.
There we go. Includes tastings of the beers, a nice little field guide, notes that you can describe. It describes the beers. You can take your own notes, and then the brewers will be talking about the history of hops, talking about the history of how they've been used, and get to learn a little bit too as well. So that is on Sunday, May 13th, as I said, Mother's Day, during Columbus Craft Beer Week. So get your tickets, and we'll see you down here at the tap room. All right, thank you everyone for tuning into this week's episode of Land Grant University Presents Beers with the Brewers. Hope to see you down here at the tap room. Grab a Mr. Balloon Hands. Make sure to tip your bartenders. Cheers.
Peace out.
Bye for now.
Vaya con Dios.
Later, guys.
Love with seahorses. I'm in love with them. They're so beautiful and cute. I'm in love with the seahorses. They're fucking unreal. I love them. They're like all the clocks. I love them. I love seahorses, and I love looking at them, and I love seashells. I love seashell things. I love things with seashells and seahorses on them, like blankets and towels and little bags. I love them. Seahorses forever.